Every Day English Lesson 72. Welcome once again to our program, Everyday English. We are in this program going to look at a few fixed phrases used in expressing belief and disbelief in conversation.
What are some of the general expressions of disbelief?
To begin with, some people are more credulous than others. Such people are said to be more easily taken in.
Easily taken in.
Yes. Such people easily accept untruths as facts. For example,
some of us could have been taken in by his suave manners if you hadn't appeared on the scene.
That means if you had not appeared on the scene at the right moment, we would have accepted everything he said as true because of his pleasant manners. We would have been duped or cheated. Be taken in by. The expression is used in situations where someone is credulous and accepts fiction for a fact.
Any other examples?
Yes, there are several. One is,
tell a tall story.
A tall story is one that is difficult to believe. Here's an illustration.
I am sick and tired of your tall stories. How often do you expect us to be taken in by such lies?
I'm sick and tired of your tall stories. You've told such incredulous stories too often for us to be deceived by them any longer. Tell a tall story.
This reminds me of an expression we heard in an earlier program. It sounds very much like this one.
Ajo probably has in mind a cock and bull story.
Yes. Would you comment on that for the benefit of our listeners, Prof?
Certainly. A cock and bull story is a story which is difficult to believe. It is synonymous with a tall story.
We sell a cock and bull story.
We tell. Take two.
Take two. We tell a cock and bull story.
Yes, just as we tell a tall story. The verb is always tell. A synonym:
I am sick and tired of your tall stories.
And that means the same thing as,
I am sick and tired of your cock and bull stories.
And we can substitute the words tale and yarn for story in a cock and bull story.
We tell a cock and bull tale.
Yes.
And in place of Kofi's sentence, one can say we tell a cock and bull yarn.
Yes. A word about yarn, and it's spelt
Y-A-R-N, yarn.
Yarn refers to fibers or threads that have been spun or woven. A yarn is cloth that is cleverly woven. And the word comes to mean a story or tale, because all stories and tales are the products of weaving and inventing. The second meaning of yarn is a clever tale or story, especially one that is exaggerated or invented.
A cock and bull yarn.
A cock and bull tale.
A cock and bull story.
A tall story.
Be on the lookout for cock and bull yarns and tall stories by suave men and women, lest you be taken in by them.
This sentence combines all the expressions of disbelief we've met in this lesson. A story is said to be far-fetched, if we cannot easily accept it as true. For example,
I listened to his story carefully. Did you?
I did too, and very carefully too. It was far-fetched. It strained my credulity.
It strained your credulity. And a story may be so far-fetched and strain one's credulity to such an extent that one cannot help registering one's scorn or contempt.
Really?
Oh, yes. The critical listener may, in a state of incredulity, say, "Tell me another."
Tell me another?
Yes. The speaker is being scornful or ironical, and he means, in effect, "I'm prepared for more such untruths from you. Tell me another." It is an expression of incredulity or disbelief. Now listen to this short exchange.
I gave you and Kentinka 1.5 million as an imprest. You haven't given me receipts for how you spent it all.
Oh, Ajo, I left all the receipts in an envelope in your drawer.
In my drawer?
Yes, in your drawer.
Tell me another. Why not in yours?
Tell me another. That is, I don't believe your story, so tell me another, which may be credible. Instead of,
tell me another,
we can say,
tell it to the Marines.
Tell it to the Marines. The implication is that I don't believe your story. Tell it to the Marines. They may believe it. Now, listen to this short exchange, which contains an illustration of this expression.
What happened last night? You stood me up for nearly 3 hours.
Nearly 3 hours?
Yes. I waited for you at the Opera Square in my car from 6 to 8:45 p.m.
You did? How surprising. I was at the Opera Square between 7 and 9 p.m.
And you didn't see my car and me? Go tell that to the Marines. I've had enough of your cock and bull tales.
Don't be excited about this.
Don't be excited about this. That's all you can say.
Ajo. Oh, Ajo. I'll make amends one of these days.
That's just too good to be true. How many times shall I allow you to pull my leg?
There are a few expressions here which we would like to look at. Ajo says,
I waited for you for nearly 3 hours at Opera Square.
And Kofi challenges Ajo's claim. He was there around the same time, but Ajo finds this incredible, so she queries,
and you didn't see my car? Go tell that to the Marines.
Go tell that to the Marines, bursts Ajo in anger. The Marines will probably believe what you're saying, but I can't.
Go tell that to the Marines.
And she goes on in the same vein of incredulity.
I've had enough of your cock and bull tales.
This is an expression we've already met. A cock and bull tale, or a cock and bull story, or a cock and bull yarn. And when Kofi tries to appease her, he only succeeds in putting her in an even more implacable mood.
Don't be excited about this.
Don't be excited about this. Is that all you can say?
I'll make amends one of these days.
That's just too good to be true.
Is Ajo's response. You making a promise which no normal being will find easy to accept as true. I don't believe you will fulfill your promise, that is.
That's just too good to be true. How many times shall I allow you to pull my leg?
To pull someone's leg means You don't mean what you say. Your claim cannot be believed. Well, listeners, that's all. Have a good day. Goodbye.